gracious and almighty heaven. We come again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul. And let every soul leave with a blessing. You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit. For if I can't do nothing without you, now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind why I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and our deacons and trustees, and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I'm glad that the Lord has saved my life. And all to be grateful. All to be grateful. My brothers and sisters, we still in our series. I know it's a strange subject, but God still got me on it. And this is number 123. It's the God who needs nothing. God who needs nothing. Bless his holy name. Look at Romans 8, two verses there, 8:28, 8:28-31. Romans 8:28-31. Paul doing the writing, and anybody been through with some things he been through. I never forget when I first started pastoring about 39 years ago. I ran into some things that I didn't fully understand. And the Lord let me stumble up on Romans 8 and 28. And he said these words. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are the called according to his purpose. The 31st verse said, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? It can't come no better than that. If you got your trust in God. When you going through a lot of trials and tests, don't understand why. Sometimes they look bad. Sometimes they may be bad. But don't forget about what that verse says. 28, all things. He get the bad and the good and mix it up. And when he get through with it, it's going to be coming out for your purpose. In other words, I know what I'm doing. All he's saying, I won't put no more on you than you can bear. I made you in my image and after my likeness. And if you follow me, you will have some trials. Any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. You can tell sometimes. But always remember now, all things are working for your good. And God loves his children. Now, he loves that you love your child. He loves his children. And sometimes they have to go through some things. But if they just stand still and trust God, while you're trying to make it look bad, God will make it look good for those who love the Lord. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, with this subject, everybody says subject. With this subject, God told me, I can preach from Genesis to Revelation. And one time I tried to get off this subject. I told y'all that, but I'm telling you again. I tried hard. I mean it, until God done something. Don't let God get on you. You see, I'm here, sister can't help you. Don't let the Lord get on you now. I mean that now. I mean it. I told y'all, God knows I would tell you a lie to save my life. Meditating, trying to get off it. Something caught me in my neck. I mean it. I'm in my neck. I don't know. Strange. Then it went in my head. And then I heard a voice. Preach what I said preach. I'm trying to get off the subject. Preach what I said preach. He said it three times. And I started repeating what he said. Whatever I heard. Preach what I said it too. And then when I said that, it left me. I can't get off it. I got to stay with it till he take me off. And I told you this subject that God put me over, you can preach it from Genesis to Revelation. I ain't joking with you. God that needs nothing. Think about it now. Think about what God needs with you. No, you got the big head, but what God needs with you. I know you're the only one can do that, but God got somebody else can take your spot. And my brother and sister, it is two things that man needs to know about God. Two things. Number one, man needs to know he was not created to help God to do nothing. To help God. Everybody say help God. You wasn't created to help God do nothing. I mean what? Nothing. God Almighty. God Almighty. And my brother and sister. But God can use us in his kingdom. Don't need us, but he can but use us. What can we do to help God? Think now, what can we do to help God? Man help himself, but God don't need him for nothing. God can use it, but he doesn't need it for nothing. God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. Everybody say living soul. He is soul and spirit in a physical body. Man's soul is eternal. Your soul is forever. Your soul is on the inside of this house here. This ain't nothing but a earthly house. And the soul is eternal. That's his holy name. Your soul got to stay somewhere forever. Because it's in the image, in the likeness of God. And you can't get rid of God no kind of way you go. That's where we got the gospel. That's where the gospel is to help man to keep from going to hell. That's what it's all about. A living soul formed out of dust, but living soul. The soul addresses a labor of the body.
The spirit addresses God. The physical body addresses the world. The soul addresses the body. God Almighty. The spirit addresses God. And the physical body address the world. God, they get in contact with one another. God made man for his good pleasure. Good pleasure. Not because he needed. What God need with us? Now think. When you ever think like that, God can get some good out you.
All right.
But when you feel like God can't do nothing without you, I don't want to run with you.
All
right. Anything may happen to you, but God doesn't need nobody. That's his holy name. So he letting us know, now I made you for out of my good pleasure, my enjoyment, my delight. But need him for what? Nothing. God Almighty, I mean for nothing. And always remember, we will never need God before God will need us. Now, we'll need him before he need us. You'll need God before God would need you. Always remember that now. God ain't in no hurt for nothing. He ain't crying and he ain't moaning nowhere. He can use us, but he don't need us for nothing. He can do without all of us and don't need nothing. It's a God that doesn't need nothing. Watch this now. He'll use us, I said. Remember that now. He wants to use us, but he don't need us. Paul, look at Psalm for me. Psalm 50, 10 through the 15th verse. See what it says. Bless his holy name.
For every beast of the forest is mine.
Yeah.
And every cattle upon 1,000 hills.
They're mine. Everything you see belongs to God. All right now. Man doesn't own nothing. He said it was mine. That $1 million you got is mine. That car you got is mine. That house is mine. Everything you see is mine. Really, we can't really own nothing. That we will give God some glory and some praise. We don't, Paul?
I know all the fowls of the mountains.
Yeah.
And the wild beasts of the field are mine.
They are mine. They do what I say. They'll argue back with me. But man always arguing back. And they believe what I tell them. They do what I say. They're all mine. They're all mine. The lion is mine. The tiger is mine. The alligator. Everything you see is mine. Everything fine belongs to me.
Amen.
Read on, Paul.
If I were hungry, I would not tell thee.
God Almighty.
For the world is mine. And the fullness thereof.
If I was even hungry,
yes, sir.
I wouldn't even tell you about it. God Almighty. Ain't that something to say? Why? Because the world is mine.
Mm.
And the fullness, the everything you see belongs to God. Now, meditate on that a minute. Everything we see belongs to God. And things we can't see belongs to God. Well, what we own? All of mine. God Almighty. Everything you can't see and can see is mine. You try to hide it, but it's mine. God tells us to pay tithe. We won't have, put that in the back somewhere and give it 2% for the, But it's my money.
All right.
It's mine. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
Will I eat the flesh of bulls?
God Almighty.
Or drink the blood of goats?
I don't eat that stuff. See, they're bringing that stuff to God, in the temple.
Yeah,
and laying it down at the altar. And thank God, eat that stuff. I don't eat that stuff. Y'all bringing it there. I don't need it. If you don't bring it, I don't need that. I don't eat that stuff. See, and I don't know what they were talking about, but will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? They're They thought, and some folks like that right now, they feel like they can pay God off.
Right.
I give it. I don't care what you give, it's still what? Mine. Everything is mine. God Almighty, everything belongs to me. That's His holy name. We don't fall.
Offer unto the God, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High.
When you come to the altar, God Almighty, you ought to give God some thanks. We owe that to God. If you ain't got no money, if you ain't got no cat, if you ain't got no dog, if you ain't got no horse, you ain't got no cow to give me, but you owe some thanks to me. You owe that to me. And every man, every woman ought to give that to God. Paying a vow, we can pay thanksgiving to Him. We may not have no silver, we may not have no gold, but we owe Him thanks. So many laid down last night, didn't get up this morning. We didn't get up because we favor God so much, but because of His grace and His mercy. And some of you looking at me right now didn't even say, Lord, I thank you for watching over me last night.
Amen.
I said, some of y'all looking at me right now. Some of y'all looking at me right now. All didn't thank God this morning. Raise your hand. I said, didn't thank Him.
Amen.
I know you're going to tell me the truth, but I just say, but I believe somebody looking at me right now, I put my life on it. Somebody looking at me right now got up this morning, feeling good, jumped up, and didn't even say, Lord, I thank you. We owe that to God. And I told y'all, I said, now, don't never leave home without thanking God. You may be running late, but you ought to get in the shower and say, Lord, I thank you for watching over me last night and early this morning you woke me up. And you ought to give some thanks before you leave out of that house. That's right. You ought to give some thanks. We owe that to God. Because so many laid down didn't get up that morning.
Amen.
That's right.
Sometimes we feel like we can pray too much to God.
Mm.
No, sir.
We owe God some thanks right now, don't you, Lee? In the hospital last week and right now at church today. Ain't that something?
Right.
Something about it, Lee. Some folks still in the hospital while you left
right.
there.
Right.
You owe some thanks to Him, don't you? We owe Him thanks all the time.
Amen.
Mama. Your day ought not to be right if you walk out the house and just say, Lord, I thank you.
Lord,
you may not have no gold, you may not have no silver, but you have a tongue, you have a mind.
All right.
You ought to give God some glory, you ought to give some thanks because so many didn't get up this morning. That's His holy name. We owe that to God. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And call upon me in the day of trouble.
Yeah.
I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. I don't believe God has said too much about that because of my hand. I don't believe he has said too much about that because when hell break a loose, we're going to call on him, isn't she? But time of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. And when God have done something for you, you're always doing something for us.
Yes, sir.
We may not agree with it all the time or see He giving us something, but He always giving us. Every time we breathe, He giving us what? Something. That's what we want to pray all the time. He said, pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. You glorify me. I need the glory sometimes from begging so much. You ought to say, Lord, I just thank you. Sometimes y'all just say, I don't deserve it. And I heard some folks say, I deserve, you don't deserve nothing from God.
Amen.
I don't deserve nothing from God. But He promised He'll take care of me if I recognize that He is God.
Amen.
God Almighty. Now, like we say, if I were hungry, God Almighty, I wouldn't tell you. Oh, think all God eat that stuff when He bring it to Him. I don't eat that stuff. I don't eat nothing. I don't need nothing to eat. He God. And my brothers and sisters, We told you on last Sunday that God gave his church a weapon of love, a weapon of truth, to fight the devil with the weapon of lies. Truth is God's main weapon for his church. Always remember that. Truth. Truth. The devil can't stand truth.
Amen.
Anytime you bring that truth on him, he got to back up. Because he know God is what? Truth.
Right.
He gave us a weapon. I told y'all, it would appall God to put a man in there. God with a devil. Without a weapon. But he didn't do that. He gave him a weapon. But he didn't use it.
Yeah.
That's his holy name.
Yeah.
Truth. When a lie come, truth has to back up.
Yeah.
God is truth. The devil is a liar.
Yeah.
That's his holy name. That's the weapon we ought to use.
Yeah.
The weapon of truth. God Almighty. The devil got to move. He can't stand this right here. The word of God. That's when you had to bring the word of God on the devil. He hear you. He'll hear this when you don't hear nothing else. Because it's the word of God. That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, when we do what God said do, watch me. Sometimes we feel that God telling us too much, but it's so much to do. You ought to try to learn how to do it. And you'll be surprised how God will take care of you in your daily walk. You'll be surprised how he take care of you among your enemies. He'll make your enemy be your footstool. He'll make your enemy feed you. He'll make your enemy recognize who he is. When you trust God, he wants his church to trust God. Just love. I dare you to love your enemy. I said, I dare you to love him. I said, I dare you to love him. You better not kiss him. I dare you to love him. See, he can't take it to save his life. See, when you do what God said, God take care of us. You ain't got to go around mad all the time. How can you pray when you're mad? Just put your enemy in the hands of the Lord. And love him. Put him in the hand. Don't throw him in the hand of him, but put him laying there. In the hands of the Lord. And God will fight your battle for you. That's his holy name. Paul, look at John for me, 8:31-32. God Almighty. God is some more.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him.
Yeah.
If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed.
But something we got to do. Continue in my word. Continue to believe what I said. Don't have no doubt in what I said. Continue to believe. You believe I can do that? Well, continue to believe that I've done that and going to keep on doing that. But you got to what? Continue. If you continue, then folks will see that you got your trust in me. They will see that he is a child of God.
Amen.
Not proven to God, he already knows, but you're proved to the world when you put your trust in the Lord. When they see you using God's word and trying to stand up for God, they'll recognize.
All right.
They've been with Jesus. They'll know that he is one of Jesus' disciples indeed. But you got to continue. We can't just read the word one day and then next day, 2 weeks, just, I don't believe it. Continue. You don't stop. You just continue in the word of God. God Almighty. And God will fight your battle for you. Even your devil will recognize that you've been with Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday saying that the devil is man's greatest enemy. And God does not want his church to be ignorant of him. I'm going to say it again. God does not want his church to be ignorant of the devil. Especially unaware. You see, devil come unaware with his lies. We've got to stick with the truth. man put his own self in danger when he disobeyed God's word. By eating off the tree of knowledge, good and evil, he put his own soul, his own, everybody say soul, he put his own soul in danger when he disobeyed God's word. By eating off the tree of knowledge, good and evil, God said, don't you eat off that tree? Told you that last week, but the woman brought it to him. And she convinced him, go on and eat it. And death would happen. God of mine. And I know you don't get mad with women, but she is the weaker vessel. I said, the Bible said it. I didn't just say that now. Yeah, God, but she is, I know you don't want to be there, but God said it. You can't argue with him. She is the weaker vessel. That means the devil went to her. Because she is the weaker vessel. I know, and don't call me, don't write me, don't do nothing. She is the weaker vessel. It's in the Bible.
Yeah. Amen.
The devil lies with his tricks. He knows where to go. God Almighty. So Adam never deceived God. But it was the woman. And a woman, if you don't watch yourself, will get next to you. Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
And you got to eat what you said. You got to, it don't look good. You got to eat. You better eat it. I'm tell you again. My wife told me that one time. I know. What is that? You just eat it. And I ate it. And that's what happened. God Almighty. That's what happened. Man put his own soul in danger when he disobeyed God's word by eating off the tree of knowledge, good and evil. He put his own self in danger. God Almighty. By disobeying God's word. We put ourselves there. When you disobey God's word, you put your own self in danger.
Right.
When we don't obey the word of God. Yeah. And my brother says the devil will always tell us to do things that God told us not to do. Look like that ought to show you something right there. Something I know to do, and somebody tell me not to do it. You ain't got to wonder who's talking to you. That's not your mind. The devil talking to us. If we know not to do it, and God told us not to do it, and some come in your mind, say, go on and do it. It's all right. You know that's the devil. Who else can it be? God done told me not to do it. Another voice come to me and say, it's all right. That's all not to be hard to understand right there. If God said it was wrong, it's wrong. If somebody come behind you and say, man, it's all right. That's the devil talking to that folk.
All right.
That's the devil talking to you. God Almighty. If God said wrong, it's wrong. Always remember that. Listen to that Romans 7:21, Paul.
I find then a law.
Yeah.
That when I would do good, evil is present with me.
God Almighty, that's up. Watch it now. Watch it. We have a desire of doing good. Desire. I want to do good. Evil is always present with me. Ain't that something to think about?
Always present. Yes.
Present with me. In other words, the devil always with us. The devil got angels just like God have angels. Stick with him. When he wants to do good, let him know it ain't good for him. He bring that to us all the time. God trying to get us to see something here. He's trying to get us to see when you want to do good, then something else come. Your brother come across the street, somebody call you, say, don't do it. See, God using that person to stop you from doing right. I don't care who it is. I don't care who called you. If God said do it, if somebody, your friend called you. See, the devil used folk like God used folk. The devil got disciples like God have disciples. So when you want to do good and your friend called you, that's the devil talking to you. Said, don't do it. It's all right. That's the devil. That's the devil. If God said do it, it's right. When somebody tell you it's wrong, it's the devil talking to you. When somebody says it's all right, the devil talking to you.
Amen.
That ought to be hard to explain right there. If God says something, well, I know it said right there. Well, what you arguing with the devil for then? God Almighty. That's what God trying to get us to see here. Why argue with the devil when God already told you what to do? Bless his holy name. It's a fight at all times between truth and lie. And my brother and sister, truth is what the living soul live off. Remember that. Truth is what the living soul live off of. Always remember that. God's word. This will keep your soul going. God's word. The living word. God preachers should tell people what? The truth.
Amen.
That's what keep us going. If you stick with the truth, it'll keep you going. The devil don't mess with you, but you just keep the truth. You just keep up with the truth. The devil can't do but mess with you, but stick with what? The truth. That's where we got the Bible. All of us got little maps and things and this and that, how to get some places, and we stick there with it. Well, why can't we stick with this? Why can't we stick with the word of God? The truth. God is the truth. He wants us to stick with the truth. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, man believes that he can protect himself from the power of Satan and don't know that he is being deceived by Satan. Satan is a trickster. We got to understand that. He is a trickster. And we need to know that. Don't you forget that. God of mine. Paul, look at Philippians 4 and 13. The word talk for itself here. Glory to his holy name.
I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
I can do what? That's where our strength comes from. I can do not some things, but all things through Christ which strengthen me. I'm dependent upon him. Our job is to depend upon God. Every child of God all depend upon the word of God. Depend upon what God already done said.
All right.
God Almighty. The devil is a trickster. That's all. He know how to play tricks. He started tricks off. Hallelujah. And my brother and sister, it's a fight at all times between truth and lie. At all times, the material world is controlled by the spiritual world all the time. You've got to watch that. By God and the devil. Control. The material world. Controlled by God and the devil. All the time. People need to know what really happened on that cross. The cross was saved us. Jesus is the mercy of God that paid off the justice of God, because both justice and mercy had to satisfy God. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for justice. But thank God for what? Mercy. We're supposed to be in hell, but mercy stepped in. What saved us? Mercy went and died for us. Mercy went to hell for us. Mercy took our place. Justice said kill him because we broke the law of God. But thank God for what? Mercy. Thank God for his mercy. That's his holy name. His mercy. What got us here right now. If justice would take over right now, most of us would be gone. But thank God for his mercy. Man alone is no match or no contest with the devil. Without Jesus, Satan will destroy us. I said, without Jesus. That means you have to depend upon him. The devil loves for us to be walking around without Jesus because you ain't got nothing to fight the devil with. But when you got Jesus, he recognized that's a child of God. And if you study the word of God, he got to come at you a different way from the one who don't know God. When you know God, he's got to kind of fool you. I mean, way off in a sense. But brother, when you know what God can do, the devil come in all kind of ways, start sending one demon at you, he may send 10 at you. If you ain't doing nothing, he ain't got to send nobody at you. But when you're doing something for the Lord, the devil come in all kind of ways. Slick, tricky, to fool you, to make you look bad. He'll do all these kind of things. You can't keep yourself. We kept by the power of the living God. Thank God for mercy. But justice had to move back because mercy took over. Justice said kill him, but mercy said give him another chance. We thank God for the other chance that God gave us. Thank God for it. That's his holy name. So we don't contest with the devil. No kind of way. Thank God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And my brothers and sisters, we must understand, truth is spirit. Lie, L-I-E, is spirit.
All right.
Soul is spirit. So it is a spiritual warfare going on in a physical world, a material world, all the time. And it's controlled by God and the devil. Paul, look at 2 Corinthians for me, 4:3 through the 5th verse. Let the scripture back us up. Ain't no hooping, but let the scripture back us up. We don't hooped out almost. And the devil still kicking us around. But when you know the scripture, God Almighty, you stick with the scripture, the God, the devil had to scratch his head. He can't come at you any kind of way.
Yes, sir.
Not no matter we're sin free or nothing like that, but he got to come another way with his tricks. God Almighty. That's just a repo.
But if our gospel be hid,
yeah,
it is hid to them that are lost.
Hid to them that are what?
Lost.
Gospel is out. Anybody can pick it up now. The real God, but so many gospels out here now. The devil bring up false doctrine. That means you got to have some common distance with somebody. Because all churches ain't lifting up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And in these last days, we all going to talk about it, how the church is leaving Jesus.
Amen.
And we represent the church of Laodicea. Somebody in the Laodicea church preaching, and it ain't Jesus, because he's knocking trying to get in. So that's what's happening in the last days now. The gospel, God Almighty, here to them that are what? Lost.
That's right.
Don't want no Jesus. That's it. They don't want no, they don't need no Jesus in a sense. But one day they're going to wish they had gave their life to Jesus. That's his holy name. Read on, Paul.
In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not.
God Almighty.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
In whom? Little G God. Little G God. Who are you talking about? The devil. Talking about Satan. Watch this now. And all of his followers. We must understand, but some of us don't believe it. God told us in the Bible, in the last days, and for the last days, get him. But they're going to have false preachers everywhere. Everybody behind a pulpit had been called by
Amen.
God. Folks got to understand that.
Right.
The devil have churches just like Jesus have churches.
Amen.
How we know? Because we got to go by the word of God. Amen. If he's not preaching the word of God, And I'm not down in preaching now, but I'm going to say this. If you can preach 30 minutes, don't bring up Jesus' name, something wrong somewhere. If there ever was a time that folks need to hear about Jesus, it's right now.
That's right.
God Almighty.
Amen.
And if you follow the Bible now, you've got to follow the Bible now. If you look and see how end coming to a close, coming to the end comes to a close, if you can see how folk leave in Jesus, if you see how so many entertaining churches going on now, just entertaining folks, you've got to tell folks the truth. That the only thing will help this sin sick world. We want what happened to the church. We're leaving Jesus out.
Amen.
We kind of have church without Jesus Christ. You're having church, but not the real church. If Jesus not brought up, brother, you're in bad shape. He would make things real. The devil real with his small things, but Jesus the one that directs us to heaven. Right. On the way, the truth and the life. In the other gospel, go to hell. And I know preachers don't say nothing about hell no more. But God hadn't moved it. It's still there. The Bible still talks about it. Yeah. Yeah. The Bible still talks about it. Ask that rich man.
Yes, sir.
If he coming up right now, well, I know, I'm in hell, I know. I'm going to go right back, but I want to tell y'all, I'm in hell.
Yes.
If your loved one come back and just say, I don't know where I live, sometimes our loved one going, you know, we put everybody in heaven, y'all know that, but everybody don't go to heaven. Everybody funeral, don't go to heaven, you know, but the preacher can't put him in hell no kind of way, but we know the folks, just like you know them, you know. You get up, you know, preacher get up that line, you know. Yeah, see, if I don't know nothing, I don't say nothing. Because I'd have found out folks will kill you if you tell about your loved one going to hell, they'll shoot you. Your job not to put them in hell. Your job just to tell them the truth.
That's right. That's right.
When everybody lay across here, don't go to heaven. I say, everybody, come to come to a church house. Yeah, we need to have it, you know, at the funeral home a lot of times, you know, but they want to bring it to church. He's gone. He already where he is right now. That's just a shell. That's just a shell. Yeah, but he lived, his soul lived in there. But his soul gone somewhere. That's what made it fell down and fall to the ground. Because God called him out of it. And it's gone somewhere. Your soul is eternal.
Right.
Your soul got to keep on living somewhere forever. Folks need to understand that. A lot of folks feel like when they're dead it's over, oh, it just started. You got to live somewhere forever.
Right.
A living soul means keep on living. Each whole soul got to keep on living in the image of God. Keep on what? Living. We in the image of God.
Yes, sir.
We living souls.
Yes, sir.
Touches and ducks are soul. But we what? Living. That means keep on what? Living. We can't stop what? Living.
That's right.
If that was the case, if we were animals, we don't need to preach no gospel.
Amen. All right.
That's what we preach, the gospel, but to keep souls from going where?
Yeah.
And when you play with folks' soul, all wrong with you, preacher. I mean that. See, we don't play with folks' soul. You got to tell them the truth. You don't want God to be your enemy. Can't nobody help you if God become your enemy. Yeah. So this is what the gospel is all about. The gospel is all about God had mercy on us. If justice happened, took over, we wouldn't have no hope. But thank God for the mercy of God. Thank God for Jesus dying on that cross for us.
Hallelujah.
He took my place. I say he took, I'm supposed to have been there, but he took my place.
Oh, yeah.
He took your place. He took all our place. He took our place. God of this world had blinded the mind of them which believe not. Need the light to shine on. God Almighty, he'll blind your mind. I told you on last Sunday how the devil blind folks' mind. Through the scripture. When the gospel said this, and somebody else tell you that, different from what God don't say, that's the devil talking
right.
to you. I don't care who it is.
Right.
I don't care what kind of friend he thinks it was. When they come to you different from what God don't say, the devil using that person to talk to you. That's not, you no good. That's the devil talking to you. He wants souls just like Jesus wants souls. He after souls just like Jesus after souls. So your soul, always remember, your soul is you, God Almighty. Your body is just a house we live in.
All right.
And when God called his soul out of the body, it go back where it come from to the dirt. But always remember, all of us one day got to stand before a living God. That soul again got to stand before God one day. All the souls that dead right now, and not dead that with God or wherever they be, if they in hell, they still got to come out of hell and look at God, Jesus Christ, and bow. And yeah, after they bow, they got to go to the lake of fire. Check the book of Revelation. That's what it is, see. See, hell, when folk, a man die without Christ, he goes where? To hell. That's where souls go to hell. That rich man went to hell. He went to hell. All right? But now, one day, book of Revelation talk about it, said, God's going to get hell and throw it over in where? In the lake of fire. For what? Ever. We don't take the gospel lightly. We don't take church lightly. Preachers done made it lightly, but this right here doesn't play.
Right.
Hell still there. God haven't covered up hell, he's still there. Some church ain't never heard, don't forget here. Hell still there. And folks going in there right now, as I speak. That's right. As I speak. Hell still there. Hell is a place that holds his soul until judgment day. I'm about close now. I'm about through. But see, he holds his soul. When a man go to hell, he goes down in hell. Let me put it. He goes down in hell. He ain't down there sitting down watching TV. He ain't down there playing cards or nothing. He ain't down there balling or doing nothing. He groaning and moaning. It's hot. It's hot down there. Because that rich man saw that man, poor man over here, didn't want to feed him. When he saw him, he said he was hot. Let him come get a drop of water and put it on my tongue. Evidently, hell is what? Hot.
All right.
That's not his final place, though, see? That's not his final place. See, but the book of the Revelation said he's going to get hell. God's going to pick up hell. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to pick it up.
All right.
And get hell and put it over in the lake of fire. For how long? Forever. That means I preach like I preach. I almost see souls go to hell.
Thank you.
When you once get there, no way out.
Yes, sir.
No way. When you got a chance to give your life to Christ before it's too late. So if you get there, it's too late.
Mama.
When Jesus comes, I get a happy thing about it. When Jesus comes and died on that cross,
yes,
for whosoever will believe in me can miss hell, can miss the lake of fire. I'm just quoting it where you can understand it. If you give your life to Christ, that makes you miss the lake of fire.
Yes. That's right.
And guess what? All the folks in hell,
yes, sir,
they're going to be billions. I'm going to get to Satan next week. We'll talk about him next week. I didn't get to it today, but it's going to be billions. Before he sent them to the lake of fire, they're going to see
this
Jesus.
This is catalog number 1724. Catalog number
all
1724.
All of them got to bow.
My.
Bow now or bow later.
Yes.
Everybody. Every human being got to bow to Jesus. Whether he go to hell or heaven, he got to bow. And when they bow, them that going to hell, he going to take hell and throw it over in the lake of fire. Where their boss man is. I get to him next week if God let me live. Now, I'm going to get to the boss man in hell next week. But he ain't going to be there. Even the boss man Jesse ain't going to be there with his leg crossed. Satan ain't going to be there with his leg crossed. He won't be there with his leg crossed and give an order no more. His orders will be over.
Yes, all right. All
Right. He's going to be trying to keep cool like everybody else, but in a cool place, he'll lake a fire.
Yes.
His job will be gone.
Yes,
that's what Jesus, just what we got Jesus coming in the world to save sinners from going to hell. That's what the Bible says. I'm not going to hell when I die. Can you say that?
Yes.
I said, I'm not going to hell when I die. I gave my life to Jesus as my Savior.
Thank you.
As my Christ. He done saved me. I'm saved. Not broken, but by His grace. He had mercy on me. And I know He lived. I said, I know He lived. It's something on the inside let you know that He was lived. The Holy Ghost don't let me doubt that He was lived. You ought to feel it every once in a while that He lives. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. And God had fixed it for whosoever will. Let him come. He fixed it. Can't nobody fix it. He done fixed it for us that we can miss hell. I reckon some of y'all ain't never heard hell talked about so much until you got here. I don't want you to go. I don't want you to go to hell. Jesus, the only somebody can keep you out of hell. The only somebody. Being good can't get you there. Going to a local church doesn't get you there. The devil in every local church. I don't care where you go, you'll find the devil.
Yes,
if he can visit heaven, you know good well he can visit local churches.
Yes. That's right.
He'll deal with your mind. Don't believe all that stuff. The devil got Bibles out and he got everything going. He's the last days now. He got everything going out. Get folk to have doubts in Jesus. And God have it so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? There must be some kind of bad. Thou shalt be what?
Saved.
But from what? Hell.
Mama.
That's the Bible. You believe it or you don't believe it. But that's the truth.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I wish I had 30 more minutes. Don't get scared. I'm not going to preach. I'm going to get ready. Let us stand. Let us stand. The Bible has it so simple. I mean it's so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Whatever you want, I want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. You may come now. Those are the churches open. It's going to be open until Jesus comes back. Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. And those are the churches open. Will there be another one? Yeah, will there be another one? Yeah.